Hey, this portion of the show is being brought to you by ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Try it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Russ Parr. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Russ Parr. Well, yes, it's the Russ Parr Morning Show. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the guy Juan Williams. Juan is like one of the few black folks that are on Fox TV, Fox News. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he starts feeling himself and he'll defend the defenseless on that network, because everybody's defenseless on that network. I mean, they have meetings in the morning as to who can we disparage that it doesn't think like us. But that's kind of like what they do. So I don't really call it news. But Juan Williams, there was an article where he was talking about evangelicals sell their souls for Trump. And he's so right. Because anybody that has a job as a CEO in this country, if they even pretended to do a little bit of what Trump has done, they would be out. They would be resigning. They're not denying the fact that Stormy Daniels, who was a porn star, that he paid her. They're really not trying to deny that another woman that he was screwing at the same time,
his wife
had just gave birth, that she was paid also, but she asked not to be paid. What they did is they did a kill story on her. Mm-hmm. They bought her rights, the National Choir, and then one of his buddies, you know, runs the National Choir. They bought the rights to her story and then killed it.
Catch and kill.
Catch and kill. They killed it. Just put it on the shelf and didn't exist, didn't happen. But the biggest travesty out of all of this is the evangelical community. Because they actually came out and said, I can't remember the pastor, big-time pastor said, Trump gets a pass.
He gets a mulligan.
He gets a mulligan. And a mulligan in golf is basically, you know, you get another free shot. Wow. He's had 14 or 15 of them, y'all. It's amazing, man. And these are the people that preach to us about our moral values in this country.
Well, it's Republican right-wing moral values, which is different than other moral values.
Because somebody brought up, and this is a topic for another day, but my nephew said something about there's a difference between an American Christian and a Christian American. And I can't remember what the difference was.
Interesting.
But one is more nationalist than the other, obviously. So I find all this interesting. Hey, my rant is coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay there.